It's time for our annual holiday tradition. We're checking in with our friend Bob Bitterman. Bob is a guy who struggles with life, but we've tried to help him over the years. Remember Bob? Bob is the guy that wanted to move Busch Stadium out to West County Center with the Dove, right? Now, it seems like this year, Bob, that you have a new strategy for your holiday shopping.
Essentially, at this point, my strategy is Christmas Eve going up to the grocery store and looking for the gift certificates on the end cap, and I pick some of those up and put them in the envelopes and pass them out.
You do that on Christmas Eve, really?
Yeah, just the last second thing. I'll just get enough. I'll get a head count and get them gift certificates for whatever, Applebee's, and put it in the envelope, and it's done. It takes me all of 5 minutes.
That seems very cold to me.
It's efficient. My butt is covered. And
so for the kids, it doesn't really matter to you. I mean, you can get them a Home Depot or Walgreens gift card, right?
Walgreens has something known as a toy aisle.
Okay, Bob, knock off the sarcasm, number one. I know they have a toy. You know what? I'm going to have to collect my thoughts here because he does this to me every year. I try to help him out.
Well, want me to do a traffic?
Bob, just hang on the line. We'll come back to you. Again, I really do want to try to help you. We're talking to our friend Bob, who's decided that he's sort of had it with the whole holiday shopping crowd experience.
I've been out there, and I see the people shopping, and to be honest, they all look miserable walking around trying to find stuff, so I'm not going to put myself through that anymore.
Did someone hurt you? Talk to me, Bob.
I drive. There's a Walgreens 5 minutes away. I get in there. Or even the gas station. I buy,
You're not buying your family's Christmas gifts at the gas station, are you?
Yeah.
Tell me you're not doing that.
Look for the end cap. It'll have all the different...
Bob, that's ridiculous.
Stuff them in an envelope and you're done. It's a lot less stressful. There's a lot of your listeners out there right now shaking their heads. I'm sorry, nodding their heads.
No, they're agreement. Shaking.
Some might be shaking their heads.
It's not the issue with getting gift cards. It's the lack of thought effort that's going into it.
You think that's beneath me? Because clearly it's not. Applebee's.
You're getting Applebee's gift cards for teenagers.
Yeah.
Bob, think about this for a minute. You know, there are all kinds of gift cards.
That's what they have available on the end cap. If they had a Gap gift card on the end cap at the grocery store or the gas station, I'll grab one. I'm going to get what's on the end cap. Do you even know what an end cap is?
You're using that term like it's some complicated terminology that only you understand. Yes, Bob, I know what an end cap is, okay? No one's impressed by the fact you know what an end cap is.
Anyway, that's where they're at. They're all stacked up there on the end cap, hanging from the end cap.
See, you get me mad every time. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to snap at you, but, you know, you were getting a little sarcastic there.
Rage issues. Anyway, go to whatever is available on the end cap. Generally, I'll just grab a stack of them, all of the same kind, and stick them in the envelope.
Okay. Well, Merry Christmas, huh? Merry Christmas. Here's your gift card to Applebee's from the gas station.
My butt is covered.
Well, you know, it's about more than that.
You don't care about your butt.
You're getting your butt covered.
Well, what I find troubling is I counted just in that brief conversation.
I know what you're going to say.
He used the term end cap 6 times.
Right.
He's got some kind of fixation with end caps.
I think he believes that his knowledge of the terminology end cap makes him special.